a word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 26 and 27. So I do not run aimlessly, I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others I myself should be disqualified. A scary verse sometimes, but it's also an encouraging verse if you take it in the way that God means it. And Paul meant it with all the practical efforts of his everyday life. It was so true for him, he could write it, and it becomes God's word, and we read about it 2,000 years later. We're speaking on the subject of discipline, and today I'd like to just look briefly at some practical everyday discipline, even before we get to the real nitty-gritty of the spiritual life and of God's discipline and of sexual discipline, etc., and discipline in the church and your own Bible reading. Just plain discipline. And here are some lessons to be learned. If you cannot be disciplined in your everyday life, from the time you wake up till the time you go to sleep, you'll find that your whole spiritual life will be in a mess, just like the mess that you might have in your bedroom or your office. One great man of God, F.B. Meyer, said regarding sexual temptation, "I have a cross to bear in this area in my life, but it has made me the man I am," because he was a disciplined man. But you can be sure that he was disciplined in the everyday things of life as well. So, for instance, the disciplined man, or woman, or child, picks up his clothes in his room. The undisciplined one lets them lie around. The disciplined one cleans the bathroom sink or the toilet. The other one leaves it dirty for someone else to clean. One person plans his work and works to his plan. The other one just works haphazardly. One person is punctual in keeping his appointments. The other is notoriously late. One is on time for the meetings of the church. The other is never on time. You see, all of these are practical, everyday bits of truth, and it reflects on our spiritual lives. That's why I'm starting with discipline, self-discipline in the small aspects of life. Don't think, well, these are not big things. How does this affect my salvation? Well, if you are saved, you will be a disciplined person. Remember last time we spoke from Timothy that God has given us the spirit of self-discipline. That's His Holy Spirit. Unkulunkulu wasinika umoya wokuzithiba. Kuqala ekamelweni noma e-ofisini ukugcina isikhathi. All of those things are important. And if you don't regard that as important, if you're unfaithful in these little things, God will not entrust the big things of life to you.